is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Anatole Levin is here, and I ask his help to understand Germany, because the election underway right now puts Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats leading the coalition that is now ended against the Christian Democratic Union called CDU, Angela Merkel's party, now led by a very prominent attorney and longtime Politico watcher, Friedrich Merz, who within these last days has remarked that he's ready to build a coalition with Alternative for Deutschland, AfD. In addition, there are remarks by another minor party, a woman by the name of Sarah Wagenknecht, she's a party in one, saying that if she's a member of the Bundestag, which is very likely given how she's polling, she'll refuse to continue the war. AfD is clearly anti-war, based upon chiefly the strength in East Germany, but also just because it's make Germany great again all the time. Anatole, are you surprised or not about Friedrich Merz suddenly coming to the revelation that he can build a coalition based on AfD, polling second in the pre-election polls?
I was surprised it came so soon. I have been expecting this to come at some point for a long time, simply because, as AfD, like other right-wing parties in Europe, rises and rises in the polls, sooner or later it becomes impossible to form a government without them. But I, like most analysts, have been thinking that what you would get after these elections would be a grand coalition between the Christian Democrats and the Social Democrats. Now, of course, that may still happen, but what really has happened is that, largely as a response to various, notorious murders, including terrorist murders by asylum seekers and immigrants, the German public has tacked hard to the right on immigration, which has been AfD's, absolute cause. And Merz is now adopting many AfD positions on immigration, which are absolutely rejected by the Social Democrats. So if he sticks to that, a coalition with the Social Democrats will not be possible anyway, or at least there would have to be many, many, many months of negotiations to try to get a compromise. So maybe now, a coalition with AfD is possible. I mean, this would undoubtedly then lead to a German, full German support for Trump's peace process. Because as you say, AfD are strongly for peace. But it would also be a political revolution within the European Union. And one of the things it would lead to would be a major clash between Berlin and Brussels over immigration policy, because the measures basically to, restore German control over its borders go completely contrary to European law. But of course, if 2 years' time, Marine Le Pen wins in France, then you will have France and Germany against this. And then you're looking at really a transformation of the European Union and all the centralizing measures as well that have been or are trying to be introduced by von der Leyen will go out the window. You will see a very different, I think, much more modest European Union, and amongst other things, expansion, including probably expansion to Ukraine, will also come to an end. So this would be transformative in Europe.
Watching Friedrich Merz, that's the name to associate this unusual development with, Friedrich Merz of the CDU, the election in mid-February, bringing AfD into his coalition would give him, according to the polling, a majority in the Bundestag. That means he would be the government. And AfD is avowedly against continuing the war, avowedly for returning to Russian energy. Anatole Levin, the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.